Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you, and how was church last night? We just had another marvelous midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. It's really one of the great services of the week. I like them all, but boy, Wednesday night's always something special, and we enjoyed our missionary to the Philippines. Last night, a brand new to us young man and his wife heading to the Philippines and from the Philippines, and it was a great service together last night, and we covered two more of the gifts of the Spirit, and so had a great time together, a good spirit in our service, and I hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and your pastor, and most of all, that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed right in the middle of the week. Well, listen. We are looking forward to Sunday. That's old-fashioned Sunday around here. And I tell you what, we look the part. One time a year, we dress up in the old-fashioned duds. And we are Sunday go-to-meeting clothes, if you will. And we have an old-fashioned Sunday. And we look forward to a great time together with dinner on the grounds after the morning service. And just a great time together. Evening service with Hallelujah Offering in the Backwoods Brothers. No, not Blackwood. Backwoods. Okay? don't mix them up, and we'll have a great time together on the Lord's Day, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 this coming Sunday. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to pick up Exodus 19 if you're able to look. If not, I'm going to read for you. Exodus chapter 19. The Bible says that it came to pass, verse 16, it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And then God spoke to Moses and to the people. It's been about 3 months since the people of Israel have left Egypt. They've crossed the Red Sea. They've watched the Egyptian army drown in that same Red Sea as they tried to follow them. And now God has led them and protected them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Now God speaks with Moses and said, I want to talk to the people and let them know that I talk with you so they will follow you and believe you. And so great preparations are made to have an audience with God. He told them in verse 10, sanctify them today and tomorrow and let them wash their clothes. They set up a barrier around the bottom of the mountain so no one could go beyond the barrier and touch the mount or they would die. Then, as we read today, there were thunderings and lightnings. It was a fearful and awful, terrible thing. Now, because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you and I don't need to fear to have an audience with God. You see, the veil of the temple at the death of Jesus was torn in two from the top to the bottom, God opening the way for man to come directly to him. And God expects us to come to him. To the Lord Jesus, those who believe in him would pray to him. Jesus would say in the Sermon on the Mount, when ye pray, not if, but when. And I would say, my friend, in this day of instability and insecurity and terrorism, we need an audience with God. In the day of drug overdoses and opioid epidemic, we need an audience with God. In these days of corruption and dishonesty and immorality, we need an audience with God. In these days of people laughing at holiness and godliness and faithfulness, we need an audience with God. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Oh, before they could come into the presence of God, they had to wash their clothes. They had to abstain from their spouse. They had to stay in the perimeter of the mountain. But listen, I believe there's three things that you and I must settle to have an audience with God. Three things that must be settled before we can approach God and enter into his presence. The first thing that has to be settled is salvation. I ask you the question today, are you saved? You say, what does that mean? Aren't we all God's children? No, we are not. We are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. The Bible says in Galatians 3 and verse 26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. No one is a child of God until you put your faith in Jesus Christ. You call upon his name and he will save you. You will call his name Jesus, the angel said, for he'll save his people from their sins. That's why we have to be saved, because we're all sinners. And all means all. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of sin, we're separated from a holy, sinless God. And the end result of that sin is going to be death. Physical death, but more than that, spiritual death. Because sin is not just sin. Sin is against God. Being a just God, he must punish sin. And the punishment for sinning against a holy and righteous God is death forever in a place called hell. It's an awful place. Fire, torment, conscience, pain, weeping, screaming, forever, forever. But God, oh, it's good when God butts in. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus took my place. Jesus took your place. He died when he was on the cross. But 3 days later, he rose again from the dead, and God was saying, I'm accepting my son's payment for the sin of mankind. And that's what each of us must do. We must, by faith, accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Trust what he did for you on the cross, and receive God's gift of eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, my friend, prayer belongs to the Christian. Jesus carries those prayers to the Father. He's our intercessor. That's why we pray and we ask things in his name. If you don't know Jesus, then your prayers aren't going to get through. God in mercy may answer, but you have no confidence that he will. There's a difference between praying and saying your prayers. Settle the fact about salvation. Are you saved? I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about baptism. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Have you ever called on the Lord Jesus and placed your faith and trust in him alone as your Savior? He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Be sure you're saved. Be as sure as you're breathing and as you're living. Yes or no, you're either saved or lost. Settle the issue today. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. So we have to settle, first of all, salvation. The second thing we have to settle to have an audience with God is the sin issue. The sin issue. I'm saved. I read the Bible. I'm indwelt by the Spirit of God who helps me understand what I read. But Paul wrote in Romans, by the law came the knowledge of sin. So I became aware as I read the Bible of the laws of God that I violated. Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Proverbs 28 verse 9, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. So God is saying to have an audience with me, you must know Christ your Savior, and you must settle the sin issue. What do I do with sin? The Bible makes it clear. We confess sin. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so ought to be, listen, the altar and your own prayer closet ought to be filled regularly with you confessing sin. I confess sin because I want God to hear my prayer. I confess sin because I want an audience with God. Confess, agree with God about your sin, see your sin as God sees it, and then forsake it. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Don't cover your sin. Confess your sin. It's a great offense to God. Sin is what nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. And it's only as we confess sin and forsake sin that we conquer sin. Confess and forsake, and we follow Jesus Christ. There's victory in Jesus. To have an audience with God, I settle the salvation question. To have an audience with God, I must settle the sin question. And to have an audience with God, I have to settle the service question. Back in 1 Samuel 15, when Saul did not obey God, when he was supposed to destroy all the Amalekites, and he kept alive the king and some of the choice cattle and sheep and oxen, He knew what God wanted him to do, but he refused to do it. That's disobedience. And he was rejected by God. He would not be received by God. Now, let me ask you something today. Has God told you what to do and you haven't done it? Witnessing, soul winning, passing out tracts, trying to win people to Christ, maybe teach Sunday school class, maybe sing in the choir, maybe to start tithing and giving to him, maybe to help in the church nursery, maybe to be an usher. Christians unwilling to serve do not pray. Jonah on the ship, remember, fleeing the will of God, fleeing what God wanted him to do. The men feared for their lives. And what was Jonah doing? Sleeping. Oh, the unsaved men, they were praying, but Jonah was sleeping. Well, they tossed him overboard and the whale swallowed him up. And you know what the Bible says? Then Jonah prayed. When God calls you to do something, don't say no. Outside of disobedience, you're robbing yourself of answers to prayer. God wants to use you. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. He'll provide. He'll enable you. David killed Goliath because he knew God was able. The Hebrew children, those boys, didn't bow in the furnace or bow to that idol because they went into the furnace. They believed God was able to deliver them. Daniel went to the lion's den because he believed God was able. Jesus calmed the waves of the sea. He calmed the storm. He fed 5,000 with a few loaves and fishes. He made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear. Oh, power is available, and his power dwells in you and me. The Lord honors those who serve him. Serve Jesus Christ with your life. Do you have an audience with God today? Settle the salvation issue, the sin issue, and the service issue, and you are ready to have an audience with God. This is a dry and thirsty land in which we live. It's a land of sin and sorrow. Our spiritual mouths may get parched and dry, but God is able to come along and refresh our mouths. He's my water when I'm thirsty. He's my bread when I'm hungry. He's my rest when I'm tired. He's my strength when I'm weak. His presence is essential, exhilarating, expressive, encompassing, emancipating, enabling, and enriching. Oh, there's nothing like having an audience with God. Oh, I want to be in church every time the doors are open, twice on Sunday and again on Wednesday. But the truth is, I can have an audience with God every single day, and so can you. Oh, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad to be free from the power of sin, and I'm happy to be serving the Lord. But what makes all that so enjoyable is I get to enjoy his presence. I get an audience with God. Don't you? Oh, I hope that's helped you today. Let's settle the salvation issue, the sin issue, and the service issue, and let's have an audience with God. There's got to be people that can get a hold of God in these days, and it's necessary. It's us. If not us, who's it going to be? So let's have an audience with God today. All right? I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. I hope you do spend time with the Lord today, and then let's tell somebody about Jesus today, shall we? And then, listen, have a great Thursday, and we'll come back tomorrow, Lord willing, for the broadcast. And we'll talk about Joshua a little bit tomorrow. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. All right? Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.